KRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Bryce Reeves, a state senator representing the Orange County region, won't disclose details about a nearly $2,000 trip paid for by a skill games company. Forestry officials say last week's wildfires are all contained as a bear cub injured by wildfire recovers at the Wildlife Center in Waynesboro. And new research shows that heat waves are a growing problem in the Chesapeake Bay. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, April 2nd. Orange County State Senator Bryce Reeves has refused to disclose details about a nearly $2,000 trip paid for by a skill games company. The Virginia Mercury reports that Reeves reported a travel donation from Pesomatic in 2022, at the same time the company hosted guests at a Wyoming rodeo. Despite the disclosure of the $1,900 expense, neither Reeves nor Pesomatic will confirm that the money was in fact connected to the Wyoming rodeo. Reeves, who chairs a General Assembly subcommittee on gambling regulation, has refused to answer specific questions, saying only that he followed all Virginia laws. The senator also claimed the Virginia Mercury had been harassing his staff by calling and emailing his legislative office, seeking information for this story. The Virginia Department of Forestry reports the 100-plus wildfires burning in Virginia last week have all been contained. A DOF map shows that the existing fires were at 100% containment as of late last week, although a few blazes cropped up over the weekend. A black bear cub rescued from a brush fire last month is recovering at the Wildlife Center of Virginia. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, has recognized those who saved the bear on March 14th with Compassion Action Awards. Cardinal News reports the bear was rescued from an out-of-control brush fire in Wythe County. The cub will spend the next year recuperating at the Wildlife Center in Waynesboro. An artificial intelligence company that makes software for the defense industry has moved to Charlottesville. The Daily Progress reports DataShapes is now located at the University of Virginia's North Fork Discovery Park in Albemarle County. The company was previously located in the Silicon Valley. DataShapes shares the park with other major defense contractors. Well, the solar eclipse is a week from today. It's coming our way Monday, April 8th. And Virginia State Parks are preparing viewing parties all over the Commonwealth. In Virginia, the partial eclipse will cover between 76 to 90% of the sun. When viewing the eclipse, experts say it is crucial to use proper eyewear that meets international safety standards. An engineering professor at Old Dominion University says that in light of the bridge collapse in Baltimore, transportation officials and the Navy should re-examine waterways around the Chesapeake Bay. WHRO's Steve Walsh reports.
The Navy's concern over keeping shipping lanes open has shaped Hampton Roads. It is one of the reasons why the area has a system of tunnels rather than bridges, says Professor Zia Raza, who teaches civil engineering at Old Dominion University.
What if one of those links is destroyed at the wrong time? So during wartime, it could be extremely bad news. The other thing is, some of these bridges in the Tidewater area are crucial links from the north to south for transportation.
The Navy fears sabotage could trap an aircraft carrier or cargo ships carrying military supplies, which fueled their opposition to bridges in the 1950s and 1960s. The collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge stranded at least two Navy cargo ships. Ruska says the Navy should use its influence to call for a review of the bridge system in Hampton Roads to find places where additional safety could prevent a similar disaster.
Steve Walsh reporting, and finally today, new research from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science shows that heat waves are a growing problem in the bay. Also with WHRO, Catherine Hafner reports.
Heat waves in the water happen the same as on land, when temperatures soar above what's normal for days or weeks at a time. But Piero Mazzini says most of the available research is about the water's surface.
They're just looking at some data that really represents less than a finger deep, but we don't know what happens beyond that.
His team at VIMS focused on those deeper parts of the bay. They found marine heat waves are lasting longer than previously known. Plus, a hotter bay can prevent marine life from getting enough oxygen to survive. Lead researcher Nathan Shunk says that affects people too, like fishermen.
You might have less of the thing that you like about the Chesapeake Bay hanging out in the bay.
Marine heat waves are becoming more frequent and intense because of climate change.
Catherine Hafner reporting for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. And I do hope you enjoy your Tuesday.